Next year will be the first time some upstate House Republicans will be in the minority. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, Central New York Republican Congressman John Katko says he's built a lot of bridges with Democrats over the last 4 years.
Katko says he always made sure Democrats had bills that were included in the committees he serves on.
We went on congressional delegations together, and I built a lot of friendships. I'm just hoping that, you know, those bridges go both ways. And when they're in the majority now, that they'll have the same type of courtesies to me.
Katko says he thinks Republicans and Democrats will find common ground on issues like infrastructure, health care, the opioid epidemic, and maybe taxes. And he says right now the Democratic Party is having its own Tea Party moment, referring to the 2010 influx of Republican House members on the far right.
They have an extreme element of their party on the left. That's about 30 to 35 congressmen and women. They're going to be very difficult for the Democrats to get anything done unless they work with us a little bit.
Katko met with incoming Mohawk Valley Democratic Congressman Anthony Brindisi last month. In a Facebook post, Brindisi says they talked about ways they can work across the aisle.
There's always going to be extremes on both sides trying to pull members to one side or the other. I'm going to try and look for ways we can compromise to get things done. That's why the voters sent me to Washington.
Brindisi won a close race in an overwhelmingly Republican district, and he says he'll hold town hall meetings to get feedback from constituents on the issues. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.